opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to go to our brother Terrence here. Our man Terrence says, go get JK, move DeMar, and figure it out with that new team. Maybe get Russ or a young prospect to work with Schroeder. Okay? Let's unpack what Terrence just wrote, because I think a lot of Kings fans feel exactly the way Terrence wrote. How do you go get Jonathan Kuminga when the Warriors aren't working with you? Perhaps Jonathan Kuminga's team isn't working with you. Who wants DeMar DeRozan? Let's start there. Who are you trading DeMar DeRozan to? What are you getting back for him? Mm-hmm. Who's going to acquire DeMar with 20-something on the books this year and a partial guarantee next year? Go get Russ. Perfectly possible. What young prospect are you looking at that you can get to work with? Like, who are you talking about? And that's the thing. We talk in these generic-ass terms sometimes when it comes to building a basketball team, and none of it is based in reality. Absolutely none of it. And if this offseason has taught us anything, it's that. We thought DeMar wanted Miami. Guess or Miami wanted DeMar. Guess what? They didn't. Mm-hmm. Detroit and Malik didn't want him that bad. They signed Duncan Robinson to a 330-something. You can fictitiously book all of this stuff that you want to. It's just not rooted in reality. Young prospects. What young point guard prospect can you go get to pair with Dennis Schroeder? Mm-hmm. You talking about a G League guy? Okay. I mean, if that's the plan, that works. Go get you a G League guy. Get you a two-way player that does it. But we open up that stupid ass trade machine and we convince ourselves that that's reality. It's not. And also, Terrence, they might have tried. Yeah. They might have tried everything you just wrote in that message and can't.
And it's as simple as that. Like, I think the DeMar situation is pretty unique, and we keep stressing it. But in this climate, it's not as difficult as just unloading contracts, unloading players. You know, I think Trista talked about it. We talked about it with her, like the climate of the new CBA and all this other stuff. But I was also listening to Simmons and Russillo talk about it. And we talk about, like, forever under the CBA might be this how it is. But he brought up a good point. He's right. It might take a year or two for them to understand it. Mm-hmm. Like, it might not be forever. You may see some deals and some willing and dealing, but it might take an offseason or two to understand the intricacies of the salary cap and the aprons and all this other stuff. And once you get to that, maybe in 2027, they'll be like, okay, we know how to structure our roster to be able to absorb a DeMar DeRozan expiring or something like that without the penalty. So we'll be ready. But right now, they don't have a grasp on it. They clearly don't have a grasp on what to do. So everybody just kind of laying low, staying pat. And you can't just move a guy. You just can't move a guy. Because even now, even if it makes sense basketball wise and somebody would like to do that, they've got a whole nother thing they got to worry about with aprons and penalties with those aprons that have nothing to do with the dollar figure or whether or not they like the player just as a basketball player. Yeah. A lot going on, man.
Yeah. Let's go back to something you said. It was yesterday right around this time. Dennis Schroeder just got introduced to the local media and press conference ended. Of course, press conferences go as press conferences go. If Scott Perry is there, it's going to go well because he's a great talker. We like Dennis Schroeder, the basketball player. I think he came across great in the press conference, but I think he can help the Sacramento Kings, especially for what they need. Mm-hmm. But you said yesterday the Kings got better with Dennis Schroeder. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the offseason that the Sacramento Kings have had?
It's been quiet, but they've gotten better.
They got into the first round of the draft, which mm-hmm. they weren't when the season ended. It appears they landed a prospect at 42 in the second round of the draft where they were to begin with. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how we got Drew Eubanks, but we did.
He got.
I feel
waved,
like I'm
I
leaving
think.
Someone out.
I think
he did. He did get waived. Saric. Mm-hmm. Saric is here, and then you've got Dennis Schroeder. Now you had. Not you, just talking as the collective. DeMar was gone. Let's move LaVine. If we can, if not, make sure we sign Keon. Make sure we sign Keegan. None of that stuff has happened. Mm-hmm. So how would you grade the Sacramento Kings offseason?
Like I said, I would probably grade it at, I'd say a C+. It's a C+. You got better, but you didn't get demonstratively better. You didn't elevate yourself to another level. So that's where, for me, the A's and B's are reserved for something like that. But you did improve. You did get you a point guard, something that you were looking for the second those guys walked in the door. Say, yo, we need a point guard. Mm-hmm. You were able to get that and fill that need. You were able to get a young player by going into the first round with a draft pick that you didn't even have going into the draft. I give him a C+.
Okay.
Is a D too harsh? I feel like leaving that Mavericks playing game last season, we all kind of left thinking, knowing whatever you want to call it, yeah, this team doesn't work and you kind of need to shift some things around here. And I think maybe both things can be true, like there's no market for these guys, but you added Dennis Schroeder and it's just basically running it back again.
What was your... General Manager Jesse Tapia, what was your main objective heading into this offseason?
I would have started at a rebuild. I mean, I guess this is where both things can be true type of thing, where it's like I would have liked to move Sabonis for a couple of first-round picks, things like that, but again, mm-hmm. there's no market, so I guess I can accept that there's no market, but it is also disappointing that they're running it back again, I feel.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, the run it back vibes are pretty high. But
it's like, yeah, they did get better, sure. Like, yeah, like you have a point guard here finally and all that stuff, but it's like you're still a playing tier team. And like James said, like maybe you're just wait until 2027, have some flexibility finally.
I don't think a D is too harsh. I'll stop myself from, if we're legit grading this, I'd stop myself from giving them a D only because they did get into the first round. It's clear they had a plan when it came to the draft. They wanted to get into the first round, but they were looking at very specific players. I think the number we heard, I think Matt that reported it to us, there were three players they wanted in on. Neek was obviously one of them. There were specific teams that they felt they were confident that they could work with on draft day to try to get in and get a specific player. And I'll commend them for that. They didn't have a first-round draft pick mm-hmm. this year, and because Monty gave that away. So they found a way to get in without losing, assets moving forward, or at least not without losing extremely valuable assets moving forward. So I'll stop myself from giving them a D with that. I like Dennis Schroeder. I think my bigger concern lies with the fact, while I'm confident you tried, you weren't able to do anything else at that position group. And so you're just stuck with a bunch of guys in your backcourt for the moment. Mm-hmm. And that kind of lends me closer to a C or C minus.
Yeah, that's the
with their biggest, you know, waiting that's bringing them up is the draft. They got into the first round of the draft.
That's the thing that frustrates me a little bit is you weren't able to take one of those players from that guard spot and turn that into somebody at a position of need, like a wing or maybe another big. And you've just got the logjam there where you don't know what those minutes are going to look like, what roles are going to look like. And if you can't change that, that's a problem going in. I think that's a problem going into the season. I think one of those guys at the very least got to be moved. And if you're not able to do that, that goes as part of your permanent record as a GM or mm-hmm. the front office as well, because you've got to rectify that and you weren't able to. Mm-hmm. So that is one aspect that has been a little frustrating, that they weren't able to clarify what they want to do with that spot. But other than that, I think they've done some good things.
Where's the grid go to if they move Malik Monk for, I guess, I don't want to say an insignificant piece, but I don't think you're getting a player as good as him in return. Like, the value is low. So, like, just say they move off of Malik Monk, where are they at then?
Me personally, if it's just a random player, like a Jake LaRavia.
It's kind of like what we've been told is, like, they're just, Malik doesn't work. They're just trying to move off of him at this point.
I'll say Jake LaRavia. Like, just cool player, but nothing special.
Jake LaRavia type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would stay at a C+ for me. Mm. It wouldn't change the grade. It wouldn't raise it. It wouldn't lessen it, in my opinion.
I give them an A because I'm convinced if they move Malik Monk, they'll sign Russell Westbrook. They get an A+.
What kind of crazy ass class is this?
Yeah, get an A+ if that happens.
What kind of curve?
I mean, hopefully in any trade, be it DeMar, Malik, Devin, whoever, hopefully that results in something at the 3-4 position. Mm-hmm. Right. And now you're feeling a little, maybe you're feeling a little bit better about the depth that you have there. You said, oh man, Trey Lyles isn't coming back. Right now, Trey Lyles is one of those guys who's nowhere. Mm. There is a long list of restricted free agents and unrestricted free agents. Someone hit us at Dealing with Casey on Instagram and said, you know why the Kings didn't have a conversation with Josh Giddey? Mm. And it's not that different, I think, than the Jonathan Kuminga situation. Well, it's different in one major way. Josh Giddey's an unrestricted free agent, but I think Chicago wants him. Mm. I think Chicago wants to keep Josh Giddey, but they're also like, yeah, what's the market, bro? Mm-hmm. Like, Josh Giddey and his agent, they're fighting for every penny that they can get. Meanwhile, and that's probably there's probably some semblance of truth to that with Jonathan Kuminga as well. Meanwhile, the Bulls are like, yeah, but you can't get that. And this is a business we're running. And you're trying to get a dollar figure from us that you can't get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. That's the bitch of being a restricted free agent. Yeah. You can't. We're bidding against no one. And we're trying to build a competitive basketball team in this conference. And so I just Josh Giddey's one of those guys, you know, along with Jonathan Kuminga, that is just kind of stuck. Again, Giddey's situation is different because I think him and Chicago are on great terms and they want to work something out. But you have teams now looking at it like, no, we're running a business that not only has ramifications on us this year, it has ramifications on us for the length of this deal we sign with you. And we can't let you be the deal that puts us in a bad position. The that's far greater for the Golden State Warriors. Despite you take out the fact that the Warriors, at least key figures in that organization, appear to not like Jonathan Kuminga. They've already got they're up against it, mm-hmm. and you can't climb over an apron or sniff the aroma of an apron for a player you don't even want.
Right.
Like, you can't go over the apron to make a point. Right. That doesn't work. Like, could you go over the salary cap to make a point when it was just, you know, one for one and, you know, 2-1, depending on how many years you were in apron? Yeah, sure. You got a rich owner. What the hell? It doesn't matter. You can't do that anymore. And so how I ultimately think Josh Giddey's back with Chicago, he might not be happy, but ultimately I think those two entities are back together. I have no clue how the Jonathan Kuminga Golden State situation is going to end.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the next step is for them. We'll come back. I know what the next step is for us, man. We're going to continue to talk basketball, including what KC's boy said about your Sacramento Kings. It's next year with D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Theater.
My boy.
Everybody know what it is. Look, everybody already knows who we're talking about. See them in KC on ESPN 1320.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
20. Shout out to our man Jesse, who's working double duty all week with the insiders. Then we had some issues where Kyle had to do the show at house, so Jesse's kind of running everything. So shout out to our man, multi-talented.
Shout out to Jesse Tappy. What are you doing with him?
You're just stealing his gimmick.
It's all right.
What you doing?
Man. What are you doing with him? Can we bring that question, conversation that we were having during the break on here about, we were kind of going back through what James had talked about as far as the Kings looking towards 2027. Mm-hmm. And I got to go back and listen to James' segment because I didn't get a chance to hear it. But it, to your point, I don't think looking at 2027 as your time doesn't mean we're just going to do nothing for 2 years. Like, obviously, that's not the case. They just signed Dennis Schroeder. So they're going to look to make the roster as good as they can. But 2027 is the time where, like James said, they'll have contracts off the books. They'll have some flexibility. And what I do think, when you talk about looking towards 2027, I think they look at it as, we're not going to do just anything to jeopardize that. So we're not going to get a Trae Young that is going to get us off that timeline where we'll be kind of free of being able to do some things financially. We're not going to do that, or just for just anybody. Like, it's got to be somebody that we truly believe in. Maybe Kuminga's that type of guy. Or if somebody became available, they say, no, this is where you kind of bend on that type of thinking for this guy. But for the most part, they're not going to go outside of trying to keep that flexibility available for them in 2 years.
Yeah, like if something presents itself, I think the Kings will go after that and all that. I think that's the way James was portraying it and all that. But also, it's not just, oh, they're going to sit down for 2 years and not do anything. It's like, the way James was talking, it's like, their hands are kind of tied right now. Like, there's no market for any of these players or anything like that. So you're kind of stuck for these next couple seasons unless you're able to move off of a LaVine next year or anything like that. But in the meantime, they're going to try to be as good as they can be. And then, yeah, once that flexibility opens up, that's when you start making more moves and stuff like that.
So let's use a right now situation to temper people's expectations on moving Zach LaVine in the expiring year of his contract. Mm-hmm. There's different ramifications that come with this. But you got a player who could probably be traded for right now that will take $53 million off your books next year. And not a, to the best of our knowledge at least, not a single team has said, oh, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. Now, again, it's not a normal situation. It's not a normal fit. It's not Karl Anthony Towns. It's one of the greatest players that's ever lived.
Right.
And so there's a lot that he's generally probably not treated by organizations that he works for or organizations around the league the same way. Mm-hmm. But what else have we heard? The complications in trading for a player that makes $53 million. So the idea that a team is like, you know what, we're at our wit's end, we're not going to make it any further. Maybe it's an Atlanta, a team that's on the cusp of just falling apart, or a team that's I think Atlanta had a good offseason, but Atlanta's like, you know what, we just can't do it. We got to blow this whole thing up. We just need to get some of this money off our books. They're gonna trade for Zach LaVine? Yeah, and like, no, almost certainly they're not. Like in dumping, I know we've gotten used to the salary dump. Dumping a $50 million contract is, I'm not going to say it's impossible. It's not impossible.
It's not the norm.
But dumping it like we've seen in the past is,
you can't even dump LeBron right now.
It's extremely difficult. Mm-hmm. Extremely difficult.
I think too, like, the thing is also like, yeah, you try to win, but if you miss out on the playoffs, then you're in the lottery and you're able to build that way as well.
And has been pointed out, like, LaVine for LeBron works. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah. Like, but me and Carl were talking too, like, it's like, you can tank this and that. At some point, like, you just have to hit on your draft picks. And that's the most simple thing to say or whatever. I know it's not this hot take or whatever, but when you get pick 16, 23, or top 10, whatever it is, if you miss playoffs or make the play next year, blah, 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 it's like, you just have to hit on picks finally and build that way. That's how the Kings are going to get better. You're not going to get better, I don't think, through 2027 free agency, bringing in these top guys. Like, you just have to draft and trade, I think, around there.
Yeah. And I it's been well documented. I look at the Zach LaVine situation a little different than most. You're still talking about a player that's a good basketball player that can score at a high level. And you have that on your roster. You've got Domantas Sabonis on your roster. You've got DeMar DeRozan. And we talk about a bad fit, but is it a bad fit because DeMar's a bad fit, or is it a bad fit because they didn't have a point guard? Everybody says the same thing. Everybody in unison says the same thing about LaVine and DeRozan in Chicago. When they had Lonzo, who was a point guard, he orchestrated everything and everything was fine. Where they messed up is Lonzo gets hurt and those guys are left to their own vices and had to figure out how to coexist without a point guard. Saw some of the same things here when LaVine got here in Sacramento. By getting a point guard, will that help them? Will that make them better? Will the fit be a little better with a point guard like Dennis Schroeder here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I think it's a possibility. I think people just writing off that could be the case just isn't – it's that. I don't think that's I think that's short-sighted. You know, that's a possibility. This team, I think – when Fox was traded, when something like 16 and 19, 17 and 19 or something, I literally have it on my computer. But that I keep stressing to people, that was a really bad situation. I got him at 15 and 16. I couldn't remember the exact day he got traded, but 15 and 16, 15 and 17, something like that, when Fox got traded. That was a bad situation. That was a, and people want to simplify it and say, you got Zach LaVine and you got a worse player or a bad deal, and that's why it was bad. Like, no, you had no point guard. You had a head coach who had no help.
Mm.
I think people really overlooked that. Mm. I'm not saying that's worth 15 wins, but that does matter. If that was the case, then all coaches would just, they'd have no assistants. Like, we can't pick and choose when they matter. So last year, he basically didn't have no assistants. He's got a full staff here. You've got Zach LaVine here from the start of the season, and maybe that helps out his situation. Hopefully his personal situation is a lot better than it was as well. I mean, who knows what that could be? That could be worth no games, could be worth one game, could be worth six games. In the win column. Who knows?
916-909-1320, the Elk Grove Kia talk line. Shout out to our man Colt out there at the Elk Grove Kia. Let's see what TC's talking about here. TC, what's going on, man?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
Good, man. How you doing, bro?
Hey, man, just vibing in, tapping in with the homies, my loved ones.
Yes, sir.
So check it out, bro. So, hey, how I feel about the situation, I think the offseason is an A+. Right, because I give an A+, right? Not even with my purple lenses. We didn't even have a first round pick. This dude traded in the first round, bro, and then got a dog, and then got the steal of the draft. Maybe it's still up for grabs at 42, my boy Maxine. Right. So what we doing? I'm fine with, bro. Perry, we approaching it. We gonna stay relevant while this money fall off the books. We gonna try to bust these trades, push people in the bushes, see if they give us something on the deal. If they not finna do that, bro, then I'm fine with being relevant for the next couple years while this money fall off the book, and then we can make it happen. I'm fine with that, bro. I'm not with the whole bottoming out for 2 years just to hopefully we hit with a lottery pick. I'm out on that, bro.
TC, let me ask you a question real quick, though, because I think this is where the conundrum comes with different people who and how they view this team. What do you feel is considered relative? You said staying relative. Staying relevant while the money comes off the books.
Top eight, and even in certain scenarios, bro, a play-in. So you know what? Hey, I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. Top 10, that's relevant, bro. For the next 2 years, you got a shot because you in the play-in. I know it's a play-in, but you still got a shot at the playoffs. You win the games, bro, you have a playoff series, and anything can happen. I'm fine with that, bro. I'm cool with 2 years of just, oh, they won 15 games. You got number one, two pick. Let's see if we – I'm cool on all that, man. Don't nobody want to see that. Kings fans, be real with yourself.
Some people, they appreciate
if
you,
if jumping TC out the window was a profession, TC would be the richest man.
Well, my question is like, all right, if we're not putting the purple glasses on for this one and they still get an A+, what is the grade with the purple glasses on?
There's no way that was an A+ offseason. I disagree with my man, TC. No way that's an A+ offseason.
No, somebody go get Mike Dunleavy Jr. out the bushes too.
They didn't push Dunleavy in the bushes.
CC put Bush and people into the bushes.
Pushed them in the bushes.
Hey, go get Mike.
Yo, that is such a bully move. I'm pushing you in the bushes. It's crazy. But I would say, and I heard TC's explanation for being relevant. There are a lot of people who feel that would make you irrelevant. That would make you in purgatory. Top 10 being in the play-in. A lot of people don't look at that as a good thing at all. It looks like you're stuck somewhere. So I think that when we have these discussions about the Kings, I think that's a lot of, you know, where people don't see eye to eye. Some people look at being in the top eight, being in the play-in, having an opportunity to get into the playoffs is a bad thing right now because you're not a championship-level team. So they look at it as you're wasting time. The Kings could have this team here right now be the ninth seed, get into the playoffs by winning that play-in game, be the eighth seed, get into the playoffs by winning that play-in game, and people will look at that as a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Some people will look at that as a waste of time. I disagree, but that's how I view it. Some people look at it as like, if you're not building towards being a true contender, just bottom out. I don't agree with that.
I don't love that idea either. It's just like, for me, it's like, this is all the more reason why you go get Kuminga if you're able to. I just feel like if the whole plan is like, yeah, it's just really tough to move off of these guys and the opportunity like this presents itself. Like, again, we don't know like how close it is or if they're even talking right now at this point. But if I got to give you a first round pick for Jonathan Kuminga, so be it. Like, that's something you could build towards your future. Jonathan Kuminga could be here in 2027 with Keegan Murray and whoever else. And it's like, all right, we got three guys here. Let's build off of that.
It'd be hilarious if Jonathan Kuminga was ultimately traded for Saric, Devin, and 2 second round picks. After all this, all this posturing, all of this he said, she said stuff.
It just, all right, comes, man. It just comes back. Just
comes
that.
With the at least some form of the original deal we heard about.
Do you kind of agree with that take that there are people who look at making the playoffs and just being like a 7 or 8 seed as a waste of time?
Yes, I agree that there are people that feel that way. But I think there's probably a little bit more to it. I think it,
people were like, I don't want to overstate it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn near furious at the thought of them winning this play-in and what, you'd have the opportunity to get beat up by OKC? What a waste of time.
The way I see
it. Really? That's where we're at?
I don't think any team makes the playoffs on accident. I always figure you can build off of that as well. Like, if you got to the playoffs, it's because you were supposed to be a playoff team that year. And there's ways you can progress after that, too.
That part right there. That's where I think people feel like it's a waste of time. Because I don't think anyone sees longevity in this team. And I mean, this is, I'm not singing a different song, man. It's the same one hit wonder I had last year. I thought the Kings could make the playoffs last year. I wanted them to make the playoffs last year. Said last year, I think the Kings can make the playoffs this year. This was before and after the De'Aaron Fox trade. Mm-hmm. But then what? That's where I think people who get agitated at a play-in performance, one, those are probably the people who want to trade everybody and be the Utah Jazz. Good luck with that. Utah, they're headed in a great direction. But it's like, all right, what are we building towards? Because it doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like we're building towards a championship. And like once you're at that level, that and we'll go top four level, once you're at that conference finals level, you can do little things that you know, either bring you back to that spot or perhaps put you over that spot. Indiana went to the conference finals 2 years in a row, ultimately went to game 7 of the NBA finals. The New York Knicks have an interesting task ahead of them. They're essentially running back most of their roster with a new head coach, with the expectations of, you're the change that's going to get us where we need to go. Where we need to go is the NBA finals. Denver. Denver pushed Oklahoma City, the eventual NBA champion, to 7 games. Didn't have the depth to keep up with them. Wouldn't have had the depth to keep up with Indiana. Probably wouldn't even had the depth to keep up with New York. And New York didn't have much depth. But they made the adjustments that they had to make to deepen their roster a little bit. Now, can they get back to that same spot in the playoffs? You know, given that, as you noted earlier, the guys are a little bit older. You know, it's just not the same equation. By the way, for those who still haven't figured that out, Nikola Jokic not picking up, not signing a deal, it's not news. There is 77 million reasons why he didn't sign that contract. This is the Donovan Mitchell thing all over again. He's going to sign it next year when he can get that final year at $77 million. Mm-hmm. But once you get to that level, like, you can make smaller adjustments to either get back to that same level or perhaps do what Indiana did and do what Oklahoma City and escalate a little bit. When you're eliminated in the first round or the play-in, that's not a tweak. You probably need some change. So if you're eliminated in the first round of the play-in in multiple years, that's probably a big change needed. And so you got back to the, you got a big change in De'Aaron Fox leaving, but and I don't care who agrees with this or not, it's a wash. De'Aaron for LaVine was a wash in the short term. It was a wash. Long term, you know, we could sit down and discuss that. But in the short term, it's a wash. So nothing would have been different in this case. And I just think that fans who are frustrated with the idea of making the playoffs are frustrated because they don't see life after that.
So
it's like, what's okay? So we're making the play. We're not better than we were last year. Mm-hmm. How are we going to be better next year? And we're not building towards anything. So of course, I'm speaking for a lot of people, and I could be wrong. But that's always been my sentiment, because that's how I felt.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. Let me run a scenario by you and anybody else that's listening, mm-hmm. and tell me what you think. This year, and I'm going to use some names. I'm not saying they're realistic, but just this type of player. This year, the Kings run it back. They make the playoffs. They lose in the first round in 5 games. Then this time next year, I mean, you know, let's go get Jonathan Kuminga now. Let's go get him. It's going to take LaVine. DeMar DeRozan is gone. And they're having internal conversations, and we can even play it out for the following year. It's going to make us a worse team. We're probably not going to make the playoffs. But we have young assets now. Does that make people feel better than making the playoffs? You got a direction. You've got a young guys that you're mm-hmm. building around now, but you're a worse team. Mm-hmm. So you got the direction. Does that make people feel better than actually having a team that was able to win enough to get into the playoffs?
I'll speak for me, because I think I have a similar feeling to some of those people. Does it make me feel better? No, but it doesn't make me feel dejected either. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I see it. You need some things to work. You want it to go, like, I can see it. I don't have to squint too much to see it, mm-hmm. but I see it. Like, yeah, you know, come March, it's going to suck. April might suck. We're not playing, mm-hmm. but I guess I could see the direction this team is going.
The interesting thing, because it's overwhelming in the chat. You know, we got High Time saying yes. Terrence saying yes. Securin saying yes. High Time saying there's a vision with a purpose. Tyler, hell yeah, all this other stuff. This is the debate that we...
Tyler desperately wants to blow this basketball team apart.
This is the debate that we have that I don't... I'm not saying it's wrong, but say that scenario that we laid out that everybody's in favor for. What if you never get to the playoffs with Jonathan Kuminga in the first round pick?
Yeah, no.
How are we so sure? No, yes, I'd want that.
But see, no, but that's the thing. No one's sure. It's just the path.
But they're sure that that's what they want.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's what I want. You have no idea what's on the other side of that.
Well, you're speaking from a rational place. No, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, how many, not Kings fans, sports fans, are rational and objective when it comes to this stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, we think Malik should net us first round picks. Malik is untradeable. Malik, and there are people who think it should net him Malik, should net us first round picks.
Malik is our Kuminga.
Right. Right.
We think.
But we're all too smart today. Uh-huh. Like, we listen to podcasts, we read all of these articles, you know, we watch all of these insider shows, we listen to LeBron and Steve Nash break down the game, we listen to coaches break down games. You know, we see the game in a way that we never have before. And so it's no different than a coach or a general manager.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches and general managers put together a team a certain way. They coach a team a certain way. They teach their team to play a certain way. That's the exact same with a fan.
Mm-hmm.
A fan may believe this is the best direction for my favorite team.
Yeah.
And that might be, we talk about this all the time. People are so enamored with picks. How often, how frequently did we talk about how much were Kings fans in on trading the number 4 overall pick in the draft?
Mm-hmm.
Just adamant. Mm-hmm. Trade it. No one thought they were selecting that pick. They were going to net this big return with the number 4 overall pick. Then Keegan Murray's name got attached to that number 4 overall pick. No. No, you're trading that. That's Keegan Murray. That's our future. You ain't trading that. So people romanticize these numbers as if they're this just amazing asset. Once you put a name to it, it's a completely different thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is not rational. That is completely irrational. But it's the way fans think.
Yeah.
And it's tangible. And it's just being enamored. You said Kuminga in a first. People love that first round. They feel like we could do something with that. Anything we want. We could trade it. Oh, we could do whatever. It's an asset more than it's a person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some fans. There's some general managers. That's why I say everybody is too smart now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just follow the model of a general manager they like, an analytics nerd that they like, a coach that they like, a podcaster that they like. And you fall in love with what isn't real.
Mm.
You fall in love with make-believe. The caveat to that as it pertains to the Kings is the make-believe isn't going against the current making the playoffs or losing in a playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
It's going against the end of that team that lost in a 5 games in the playoffs.
Right?
Like, because no matter what, those guys' contract are ending.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do something. But what is it going to be? And I felt like I knew. I think we felt like the most of the roster was going to look similar with a few changes.
Mm-hmm.
No major. Not the changes people thought. But like some small changes. I don't even think the small changes are happening. You couldn't have told me that there weren't wholesale changes next year. Now we just might run it back again.
Yeah.
I was feeling like we might see a very similar basketball team next year.
Wow. And to what we just talked about, I mean, that's just, I can't wrap my mind around being excited or hopeful for a situation like I laid out. Like Securin.
I understand.
Securin talked about, we're never getting into the playoffs with this team. I don't know if you listened to the scenario I just said, but I just said this team makes the playoffs and gets eliminated in the first round. And you willingly say, let's move on from Zach LaVine to bring in this rookie and this first rounder. We'll probably be worse, but is this a more hopeful situation? It could be exactly how you team build. You could also, and I think people get stuck in this whole vortex of, say, the team that's here right now gets to the playoffs, loses in the first round, and we get locked into, well, that's just as good as they're ever going to be. Like, you could actually add to that team and get better. You don't have to move on from the players that got you to the playoffs and bring in people who will make you worse for you to improve as a team. You can keep Sabonis, LaVine, Schroeder here, add to them with draft picks. Like you said, got to hit your drafts with a certain free agent here, a crafty trade or something like that, and elevate your team that way. That also has potential to get you where you want to go as well. But people only look at it as if you have draft capital and a 22-year-old, like that's the only way you can have a direction. And I just say that's not the only way you can have a direction. Like, you can have a team that's a first-round team, one, maybe 2 years in a row, and improve that team. That's an option as well. But
well, there, yes, you're right. There is another direction that you can take, and we'll tell you what that is when dealing with Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You want to read that tweet on the air? Or that, not that tweet, Chatty House?
Yeah, man. Barrett Bryce 14 in the Chatty House, man. He says, KC, it takes superstars time to gel in the NBA. Sabonis and LaVine are not that, but do you think there's any chance that they look considerably better next season than they did this last season? I think, yeah, there's absolutely a chance for that. You know, there's absolutely an opportunity for them to gel a little better, to have a little cohesion for all those guys that were there last year. I mean, DeMar DeRozan, I said, I think a couple of times, that was the craziest season he's had in his 16-year career.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, Doug Christie was not sleeping a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it
Doug got progressively crankier as his tenure as the head coach went along.
Mm-hmm. So
all understandable, by the way.
Yeah. So I think there's absolutely a possibility that they can be better. I've believed that, you know, for a while. How much? Obviously, that's something I don't know. You know, I'm not even really to predict. Like, I just don't know. Something we'll have to see. But that is one thing that I think about with this team and say they can be better than they were last year. And just off a couple of moves, I think they are better by getting a guy like Dennis Schroeder, getting the two rookies. I think they're a better team than they were at the end of the season last year. Getting an assistant coach, like a full staff, that helps them out as well. So what that results in wins and losses, I don't know, but I think they can be better this year.
I want to follow up on that, Kings being better. But I want to pay off something I said before the break, because we were talking about directions you can go to make this team better, or to make any team better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have the you get through this year, you make the playoffs, you lose in the first round, you lose in the play-in, whatever. We'll say they're three games better. They're a 43-win basketball team. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, we need to make some changes. We move on from this particular player, and we're able to get, we'll stick with your example of Kuminga and a first-round pick back. It was multi-team trade, whatever. We're probably going to be a little worse, but, you know, you ask people, like, do you feel better? Like, okay, maybe the team's a little bit younger now. You have direction. You have Kuminga, who's young. You still have Keegan. We'll go with the idea that Keon's here. Tomorrow's going. You have all of this going on. Do you feel a little bit better, even though the team's going to be a little worse? And like, yeah, that's one way. Mm-hmm. Another one is, and this is going to tie into something I'm going to point out in a second. We don't know what's going to happen during the course of a basketball season. We didn't know this was going to be the year. We didn't know in October that we were going to trade De'Aaron Fox by January or February or whatever it was. We didn't know that. We didn't know. The year we traded DeMarcus Cousins, we were trading DeMarcus Cousins when that season started. We thought he was going to sign a $200 million extension, and he was going to be the guy moving forward. We didn't know Tyrese Halliburton was going to be traded. The point I'm trying to make is you don't know what's going to happen throughout the course of an NBA season. You don't know what type of injuries are going to happen. You don't know what type of direction. Like, what if the Tatum injury had happened at the beginning of the year instead of at the end of the year? What would Boston have done? What if the Dame injury had happened? What if the Tyrese injury had happened? All at the beginning of the year instead at the very end of the year. Mm-hmm. What direction would those teams have tanked? Remember, Indiana stunk. Tyrese was hurt. He had the hamstring injury. What if he comes back from the hamstring injury and tears his Achilles? This team's under 500. What do they do? Right. There's going to be circumstances to every year. There's going to be circumstances that we don't predict. Every single year, maybe with the general manager that seems to have a little more cachet around the league than our previous front office did, maybe that's when the Kings can pounce on something. And maybe the idea of resetting is far-fetched right now. Maybe the idea of a pick one, DeMar, LaVine, Malik, trade, Domas, maybe that's not realistic right now. But in 3 months, when something we don't expect to happen happens and a team's outlook changes, well, then maybe it is.
Yeah.
Then maybe changes can be made.
Yeah.
And then maybe directions can be chosen.
Right.
And those aren't as smart as we all are as basketball fans. Those are things you can't predict. Which leads into the idea, Kings fans are adamant you can't run this team back out there. They're going to be worse because the West is loaded. Every year, some conference is loaded. Every year, you reel off. They told us, let's not rewrite history. They told us last year that the San Antonio Spurs were making the playoffs. Oh, did it? Wemby year two. Now, maybe this year, you're a little more on track with that line of thinking. But let's talk about last year. Man, with a year in it, boy, Phoenix. Watch out for Phoenix.
And they got a point guard now.
Watch out.
That Trey Jones, that's a big time move.
Mason Plumlee's there.
That's a big time move. They got their point guard now.
We overhyped the Pelicans.
That was me saying that.
The Pelicans. Like every year, none of those teams made the playoffs. Not one of them. We do this every single year. we overhype and inflate a conference because we don't feel good about what our specific basketball team did. In this case, it's the Kings and the West. All right. Luka gets hurt. Don't want that to happen. Luka gets hurt, misses half the season. Then what? Is that Laker team good without him?
Hell, go back.
Something happens to Jokic. That Denver Nuggets team, they good without him. Like, there's. I'm sorry. Are we all just getting back on the Minnesota bandwagon? Like, stuff can happen every year to where it's like, yeah, this isn't as good as we thought. This conference isn't good as we thought. This team isn't as good as we thought.
Yeah, and this to your original point as well, coming into the season. Well, you know, Mavericks, they got a taste of that finals experience. I think they're gonna get back. Luka want to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Luka not even on the team by March. Right.
Yeah,
who saw that coming? Nobody saw that coming. So, yeah, man, like it's one of those things where, you know, we have fun talking about it. We talk about some things and we have thoughts about it, like talk about it in any sport. I don't think the Carolina Panthers are going to be very good. I don't know that. This is what I think. You know what I mean? I see the roster. I see some of the things they have, and I'm giving a little bit of an educated guess. But there's so many things that can go on throughout a season. There's so many things that can go on with a team and, you know, different games. And, you know, what if they start off hot and start feeling good about themselves and having good chemistry and be able to ride that way for a little bit. So there's a number of different things that can go down. The biggest thing with me with this Kings team is, like you mentioned, they have talent on the roster. They've got good talent on the roster. They've got top flight talent on the roster. Those guys and Doug Christie have to figure out a way to play on the same page, play as a cohesive unit. If they can't figure that out, then it'll be more of the same from last year. It's this kind of bumbling team that is never really consistent from night to night. But what if they do figure out how to play like a cohesive unit? What if Dennis Schroeder, as a point guard, is just what the doctor ordered for DeMar DeRozan, just what the doctor ordered for Zach LaVine? We don't know that. I think we think he's a good player. He has a possibility to do that. So I think all the things they had in a lot of ways, the season from hell last year, and they were able to win 40 games. I think if they don't have a season from hell behind the scenes and roster wise and personnel wise, I think it's possible they can win more than 40 games, 40 or more.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you in that regard. I'm kind of with you there. I agree with the season from hell. It was one thing after another, and it felt like just when they were recovering from the Mike Brown stuff and the disastrous start to the season, the De'Aaron stuff started.
Mm-hmm.
And all while the De'Aaron stuff is going on, you still have the ramifications of the Mike Brown staff that's around. Again, not taking shots at any of those guys, but those aren't Doug's guys. And it really felt clear at the end of the year, like you said this a couple times, like it was Doug Christie.
Mm-hmm.
And his probably closest confidant got hurt.
Yeah.
In Barbosa.
And to your point, I'm not – Luke Louts, I like Luke Louts a lot. I think he's going to be a really good coach. Wes Wilcox, I don't have any real connection with, so I don't feel that way about him. But those are two guys inside the walls of the Golden 1 Center who were actively seeking and negotiating jobs with other teams and left you in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Would you think they were knee deep in their scout for the next team every night?
Yeah.
No, they're talking to their agent and their people about how I can get out of here. You can get out of here probably in 2 weeks.
Not just that. You, I mean, the types of interviews you have to do for those jobs require, like,
You're preparing for that,
You're not going into H&R Block. Yeah. Right. Like you've got to prepare. You've got to know conferences. You've got to know players. Yeah, the preparation for a college basketball interview is phenomenal. So, and two guys left for college, counting guys, the front office.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The middle of the season, the middle of you know, fighting for your lives and trying to get into this playoff spot, like two integral parts of this organization just left. They left you. And they physically left. That's not even counting the people who mentally and emotionally were already checked out. So if you don't have that going on, like I keep saying, maybe that equates to more wins, potentially.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.